Okay, good evening, everyone. It is 6:05 on Thursday, September 26th. And this is obviously the meeting of First State Montessori Academy's Board of Directors. Thank you all for making it. I appreciate it. We have a nice agenda, and we also have a couple of guests in the audience as well. So first and foremost, welcome to you all. We'll get to that part in just a moment. Let's start with roll call, and we'll work my way to the left. Back around the room, Dwayne Sims.
Angela Anthony.
Ezekiel Allenson.
Courtney Buff.
Courtney Lofty.
Becky Phillips.
Sarah Staff.
Lorraine Collins.
Janine Salama.
Megan Newberry.
Thank you all very much. I know we have at least one other board member confirmed coming as well. So let's just be sure to recognize them as they come in. So you'll hear us interject in between the meeting. Couple meetings in now to the school year. And I just want to take a moment to acknowledge Becky Phillips is back with us. We're very excited to have Becky back. Had a healthy baby, as I understand it.
Yes.
Good.
Yes,
do we have and the name for everybody, if
yes,
you're comfortable?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
Becky
good.
Was born on August 8th, and which is funny because his name we had planned all along is Henry Andrew, and he was born on August 8th, and he's the eighth grandchild of our family.
Aww.
So
beautiful.
That all worked out.
Eight. Look at
he's
that.
10 days late, but he's doing well. So.
Good.
You're my hero.
Bless you.
Well, we just.
I feel like that's a bad. It's not necessarily a bad. That's not a good, correlation, but yeah.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that we took a moment to recognize
you.
You know, when you joined us, you were caring and you were such a trooper. And now, obviously, Henry's here. And we wanted to say congratulations formally.
Thank you.
Cheers. I also want to take a moment to recognize Jed Donahue has joined us. Jed, welcome, friend.
Thank you. Apologies for being
No apologies. We just started and finished roll call. As I mentioned, we have a few members in the audience. We have one public comment. I want to make this take this opportunity to recognize her as well. Did we bring the sheet over? I'll grab it. Just a moment. And I'll take this opportunity to recognize Sarah Nagel as well as join us. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you.
Can you pass this along for Sarah,
yep,
please? Thank you. Good. Excellent. So as I mentioned, we just finished completed roll call, obviously acknowledgement of our fellow board member, Becky Phillips. And now we want to get into public comment section. As a general reminder, as we do when we have public comments, I'd like to reiterate, obviously, that public comments is max 3 minutes per speaker. We like to keep that, obviously, as concise as possible for all intent and purposes as we move along. We have some information, I believe, to be shared with us from our public speaker who registered with us through the governor's email address, which is always a good thing. This is what we advocate for. And as I mentioned as well, we typically, as a general rule, like to keep that away from any personnel, particular person. Individuals, in particular children and students, other students. So, Ms. Taylor Hilliard, and am I pronouncing your name properly?
Yeah.
Hilliard.
That's right.
Excellent. So please go right ahead, and I know you have some things you want to share with the board.
So these are just three pictures of my daughter of the incidents that have happened at this school, and you obviously won't have time to really look this over, but mm-hmm. My main thing is we want to make sure school is a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm here. My daughter does not feel safe anymore after an incident just happened on Tuesday where her face was stepped on in the walker line and she was not able to go to the nurse. Not sure why. I don't know if she was not here. I was told by a representative of your school that her teacher took a look at her there at the time. There was no bruising, but it's a head injury. So when it comes to head injuries, that is to be taken very seriously, especially to me. I just had someone send me something today where a kid was punched in the head and died 10 days later. So I take that seriously. So I guess my only question is, what is to be done? Because I was asked, what do I want to do? As if I should take my daughter out of this school. So I'm here because I'm hoping you guys have answers. I am told there are no cameras. I don't expect cameras in every room, but I just feel as if that would keep from certain things being missed. If you're unable to tell me exactly what happened because the teacher didn't see it, what am I supposed to do? My daughter's telling me one thing, I'm hearing another. I like to take the two and meet them in the middle and try to figure out what happened. But I just need help. We love this school. My daughter loves it here. She doesn't want to leave, but she wants to feel safe again, and she doesn't. The first picture that you're looking at is from 3 years ago when she was pushed into a picnic table. Now, if you read a report that I actually have on my phone from the hospital, she was pushed. I was told she tripped and fell, but the doctor stated that she was pushed. The third picture, that's from today. She was stabbed with a pencil in her class and refused to see the nurse. She asked her teacher if she could go. She said, "It's fine, here's a Band-Aid, you'll be okay." When stabbed with a pencil, to my knowledge, anything that has to do with lead needs to be cleaned off, at least. She may not have to see the nurse, but I would expect it to be cleaned as if any other cut. So I guess my main concern is just that there's not really anyone who's overseeing these situations that my daughter has had happen to her. And like my mom said before I left her house, if this school was a C, we feel like there would be casualties, because all it takes is 2 seconds for something to happen and no one sees it and there's no cameras to tell you what happened. That's not a settling feeling for a mother. So that's really all.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, yes. Taylor. We appreciate your comment, first and foremost. Thank you for sharing the photos.
Yes, of course.
With us as well. Are those for us to keep? Or
if you would like them, you may have them. I just printed them out today.
Okay. I appreciate that. I'm not sure if we will keep them
or
not.
That's fine. But either way, and you can keep the printouts. Okay. I have printouts of conversations between me and several people.
Okay. Excellent. And those are for us as well?
Yes.
For the board? That's important. As you might imagine, you know, many, if not all of us here are parents.
I know.
So we can obviously relate to your concern and desire and need to want to be informed.
Yes.
At the very least of what's going
on.
No
incident reports come home.
Okay, so that's important for us to know as well.
Any three of those. And that is a big concern to me, because at her last school, there was an incident report. If she tripped herself, they let me know. This is why she has this mark here. This is what happened. She was seen. It was cleaned. I don't receive that from this school.
And in these instances, well, that's important to know as well. So I appreciate the context. And this is obviously something that, you know, as a board, we meet on a regular basis, not only as a full board, as you see today, but as an executive committee as well. And so we discuss these types of things, and we have these discussions as necessary with our head of school and any other administrator, teacher, or staff member that might be in the school as well. So you can rest assured that this is going to be taken under due consideration. And we'll be speaking here independently as well around this matter, not just as it pertains to your daughter and the incidences that you've shared,
yes,
but in general, right, as you might imagine.
It's about the kids. I wasn't ever looking to get anyone in trouble when it comes to the children, because to my knowledge, they were both accidents. It's more so about just wanting to be informed.
Sure.
Picking your child up and then hours later having a swollen nose, that's not a good feeling.
Understood. And I understand as well that our head of school has reached out to you via email, to try to set up a subsequent meeting.
Oh, I never received that.
Okay, so I want to make sure that, you know, I'm on record now,
yeah,
that I'd be more than happy to avail myself to meet maybe the three of us, and we can sit down and have a conversation about what transpired and expectations going forward. Again, I think transparency in this instance, in every instance, is really going to be critically important.
Yes.
But we want to up the level of communication, too.
Okay.
So let's make sure that we have Ms. Hilliard's email. I believe we have it through the through the governance address. And we'll set up some appointment times for the three of us to get together.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Anything else you wanted to share this time before we close?
No, that's fine.
All right. Again, thank you very much. And we appreciate
you
coming in this evening.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Just a quick follow-up question. Are these three incidences or two? I mean,
There's three. They have dates on the back of them of when they happened, yes.
And one of them
was
3 years ago?
3 years ago. The base was Tuesday. The pencil was today.
Okay. And so when you say the two were incidents, you mean the two most recent ones were accidents? I'm sorry?
Yes. A pencil stab, I'm not going to say, is as severe as the other two. It's just the fact that this just happened on Tuesday, and
right,
I did have contact with the principal, and she knew how I was feeling on the situation. And then today, my daughter comes home and says, it happened again.
Right.
I asked to go to the nurse, and they said no, for a valid reason. It's one thing, I understand. I was a child, and I used to, you know, I don't feel good. I want to go to the nurse. I get it.
Right. Right.
But my daughter has come to her teachers with valid issues, and they refuse to send her to the nurse. And I just don't get it. Are they registered to make that decision? Because I was told the person who looked at her is not a registered nurse. So I just don't know how she could make the decision that a child is fine after telling her she had been stepped on and heard a crunch in her nose. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Zeke.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Ms. Hilliard,
yeah.
We appreciate the contacts and obviously for bringing it to our attention.
Yeah, of course.
Excellent. And obviously, you're more than welcome to remain for the rest of the board meeting as well. Excellent. Okay, everyone, thank you. I wanted to take a quick opportunity to acknowledge our fellow board member, Mike Riley. Thank you for joining us, sir. Have a good evening. All right, we're going to move through the remainder of our agenda. You should have in front of you the meeting minutes from public session, in particular for our previous meeting, which was August 15th, 2019. Excuse me, forgive me, my voice is a little off. I was sick earlier this week, so over the weekend. So meeting minutes, I'll give a few moments to review, and then obviously we'd like to hear a motion to approve, and then we can have some discussion around that and approve as necessary. Apologies, by the way, for delivering them a little bit late. As those who were here and present in the last meeting on October 15th, we had some technical difficulties, by the way, with the voice recorder. And so, yeah, we were going, I kept some good notes, decent notes, so you'll see that at a pretty high level. But they do capture, obviously, the actions that took place from the meeting.
I move to approve the August 15th, 2019 public session board minutes.
Thank you. That's Janine Solomon. Noted. And do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Chet Donahue, thank you very much. Any questions, comments, concerns, any corrections at all that we may see to my high-level notes? All right. Hearing none, may I, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Abstentions to be noted?
And abstain due to absence.
And that's Angela Angeny and Zeke Allison, two abstentions. Any others to be noted?
I'm voting in favor even though I wasn't here.
Excellent. All right, motion carries. Thank you very much. We can take those into recorded minutes. Thank you. We'll jump right in from then to the committee reports. And we have our, as always, our finance report. Our treasurer, Zeke Allison, is in the building.
I'm actually deferring to our head of school.
Can I defer to someone too?
Just pass it down.
Not it.
No, it's good stuff.
So you received your narrative and report for August. So this was as of August 31st. You'll see that the revenues collected are noted, which are at about 50%, just as kind of a baseline for that. This is pretty typical for where we are this time of year. In September, more starts to come in. That's when we start getting our local transfers. So that 50% number is pretty typical of what we would expect for right now. And then you can see any other additional revenue pieces there. The expansion grant and the closing reimbursements will all show up in September. So those will all come in since then, and they will all show up in the September report. So they're not in here yet. Again, this is as of August 31st.
How is the grant distributed? It's in tranches, right? The grant money? It's not one check, so it's tranches.
It's in our account, and we just have to be able to show that we're using it for what we said we were using it for.
No, but I'm saying it gets paid over time.
No, it's one lump sum.
Oh, it's one lump sum.
That's correct.
Oh.
It's in our account.
Oh, okay.
It's there.
I thought I read something that it was paid over time then. Okay.
They are rolling out all of the guidelines for spending and all of the pieces around that. We just had a webinar last week around it. And so we're just trying to figure out all of the kind of nitty-gritty parameters around it. So one of the pieces that they rolled out is that the items that you can bill to the grant have to have occurred after 10-1.
10-1 of 2019.
Yeah. So, however, our grant was all for summer, very clearly was for summer expenses. So we believe
I said otherwise we need some more projects then, huh?
And you see the expenses again are a little bit above the 16% of the fiscal year that we're through, but again, in this the beginning of the school year, there's certain things that you pay up front. So we expect to be a little bit ahead as well. So they're both still right on target of where we want to be. And then any questions so far between revenue and expenses in the narrative?
The unit count is 530.
We are sitting at 599 as of yesterday, which is right around what we expected. Mm-hmm. And then you'll see the general comments that were reset, the second version. Did you send the second version? Did I send you two versions or just one?
Just one.
Then I just sent you the updated, sorry, thank you. And then the reserves that we continue to put away for summer pay, and we're still building that maintenance reserve, and are now up to $100,000 for a potential project there. So all of that is all laid out. When you look at the revenue items, there are a couple that we're still looking at the codes on. So all of the rules for coding changed over the past 3 months. So there's things that we had budgeted in one area, and the code has now changed, and they're supposed to go into a different area. So for example, there's one around professional development that has changed what can go under professional development. So we still have the same total numbers, but you'll see that there's a little bit of movement that's going to happen because the codes have changed, and we just have to update our budget to match. So things are in the right line items, if that makes sense.
Definitely. My only ask on that is, as we do that, let's just make sure we keep a very clean accounting.
Yes.
That, so they'll have to ever come back behind that.
Yep. And we'll do any of the changes.
I mean,
the
entire budget's going to have to be updated.
Sure.
Yes.
Because of the bonds and the grants anyway. So
yeah.
We're basically going to see something that's pretty new and different than what we actually approved.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We have the preliminary budget, but we're now starting to work through another preliminary version, really, and then we'll finalize come January.
And part of those preliminary drafts, I would imagine, are going to be a capital budget, capital expenditure budget, a capital budget, and an operating budget, right?
I'll have to look at how we're going to break it out. I mean, the capital stuff is pretty straight and clear, and we just have to figure out how we want to report that. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I think just that's going to be really.
I mean, it won't probably fall in that budget document.
Okay.
But I think there's a way that we figure out how to report that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very important to make sure not only for the grant, but just for the clarity and purposes of this board, this kind of ties back to, I know, a request from a fellow board member, Mike Riley, from maybe earlier, last year, as we were moving towards having two separate budgets, one for CapEx and another for operating. So
yeah, the grant is pretty straightforward.
Now's a better time than that.
Yeah, the grant is pretty straightforward because you have to tell them what you're going to spend it on, and we're going to spend it on. I mean, that's,
sure.
We can easily turn that into some kind of document. The next one will be figuring out what we want the capital expenses, because we have 3 years, and I want to make sure that it's tied in right and we're recording it right. So I want to think through what that format looks like, and what I want to talk to Karen about that and see what advice she has and what other people have done.
And for point of clarity for everyone else, with that last line item, those CapEx expenditures that we're talking about that we have 3 years to spend, that's associated with the bond proceed sales, okay, that are sitting with our trustee bank. They're not in our in our account, just for the record.
Okay. But I know how to access.
That's
the key.
That's going to be off our balance sheet, or is it going to be reflected somewhere?
That's a great question. I'm not sure from an audit.
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
Karen is adamant that it flows through our budget.
It should flow through. Yeah. I would think it does, even though
the way that they set it up, it does not, and so we're going back and making sure that it does, so that it's all accounted for. Yes, the way that it originally is set up, it didn't have to, but we said, thank you. We need a way that it's going to go through our stuff.
Right. Okay. That's great.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Good. Courtney, just one thing. When you prepared the updated budget for next month, could you either, in this presentation with a new column or in a separate standalone sheet, just do side by side showing the old preliminary budget, the new preliminary budget, and the variance?
We always do.
Just to show, but it'd be interesting to show what the.
See, don't we always have those? Prelim and then the next one?
We do.
Let me just make sure I was answering that right.
We do that at least at the first budget presentation at the beginning of the year when we
take the old one from the last year, put the preliminary in there. I used to do a separate calculation to show how they each changed. And I don't know if we also did that at the end when we updated it for the final, but we can easily put that together.
Yeah, so in finance, we should do that up.
Thank you.
Yep. That should be good on the finance report.
All set. Any questions, comments? Actually, we probably should hear a motion to accept in a second, and then we can answer any other questions, follow up, so we might have kind of jumped around a bit, but for purposes, let's do that.
Deb, I move that we accept the report and authorize the posting of the narrative and the web report.
Second.
Zeke Allenson, second Janine Salomon. Any additional questions, comments, concerns from the board? All right, hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you very much, everyone. Excellent. So moving through the rest of our agenda, we can jump right into our website monitoring report. Again, this has come out of our training, so we'll be came in great timing. It actually was delivered to us this afternoon, hence it didn't make it into your package originally. As you can see there, it's pretty self-explanatory. We have met, just as a reminder, this is from the Charter School Accountability Office. They monitor our website to make sure that we're hitting on all the things that we're supposed to be reporting on as a school. And as you can see at the top, overall rating states meet standards. And then there are several sections, information required to be posted to the website, policy procedures, open meeting law compliance from the CBOC, et cetera, meet standard across the board. Any questions from anyone around our website monitoring report? Excellent, hearing none. And by the way, this doesn't require a vote. This is just something that's sent to us from the accountability office, all right?
I actually do have a question.
Please, go right ahead. I didn't hear you. It's a great question. I'm not really sure, but I'll be happy to circle back with the accountability office and ask. Yep.
It might be the age, but we have a full bullying policy on our website and a full suicide that's on there as well.
Okay.
So they're available. I don't know why they're not assessing it, but it might be. It might be, but I know for some of them we only have to have them once you hit a certain grade, but that would seem odd on that one, and we have to present it to DOE, so I'm not really sure why that's coming up in
A. So we get this from
Richard
Riggs. So we'll follow up with Richard and see exactly, what the policy is that allows them to put in not applicable. All right. And we'll be able to report back on that.
Okay.
My pleasure. We'll jump then right into new business, next section. And I'll kindly turn this on over to Courtney Lockman. She's got a couple of things, actually, that we want to touch on, and then we'll move on to board committees as the last bullet point, and our Vice Chair, Angela Angeli, will touch on that for us. All right? Excellent. Courtney?
At the last board meeting, we talked about a postcard going out to sponsors who were either asked and did sponsor, or maybe they didn't even, but we're going to send this postcard to them. It will look nicer than this. This is just to give you an idea. This is just wanted to show it to you guys before we... Ben, did you get one?
I did get a copy, yes.
You did, or
yes,
you did not?
I did.
Okay.
Yep.
We just wanted to... Megan and I worked on this. You did most of the work, I
think. I just snapped the pictures.
Well, and I just moved them on the
Good teamwork, good teamwork.
So we worked on this together, and we just wanted to get your approval before I ordered them and we sent them out. So did you get one?
Oh, so it's still in draft format? Do you think it's possible to take one picture of the kids in the space at this point instead of a workman, or do you think
instead
it doesn't make
workman
a difference? I'm just thinking about the message that you're saying to them and thanking them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you want kids in the picture?
If it doesn't
this
hold up your process.
When there were no kids.
Right, which totally makes sense.
Yeah.
if it doesn't hold up your process and your timeline, it might just add to
the
story that
you're
telling.
I can certainly come back and if we can arrange to have.
I'm just to make sure those kids have signed off on a.
Sign their waivers.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
If it's not too big of an inconvenience, I think it adds to the story.
Agreed.
Is that okay?
What?
To do
that? Yeah, of course.
I'm not a photographer, so.
Yes, I'm happy
but
to.
But I think that the high-quality images are important.
Agreed.
I mean, I don't want to just come in with my cell phone, and it's just not that great.
Yeah, that's totally
but
fine.
If you can.
I can come next week.
Okay. I can meet you here.
Okay.
If you want. We'll plan that.
Yep.
Much appreciation,
okay.
You guys.
This is being sent to a very specific audience that contributed directly to this.
This is from the 5-year anniversary.
It's from
the
I just wanted to, 5-year anniversary sponsor.
I was thinking around 100 will go out.
Okay.
I have to look back at the list of sponsors.
I just was trying to understand the population that was getting this. So.
Gotcha. Uh-huh. Do you feel like it makes sense for that population?
I think it does.
It's like a no ask. Here's what you contributed to. Thanks so much. Your money went somewhere.
That's good.
Did you apologize if you already went over this, but are we going to review the list and if maybe if there's somebody that we personally asked to sponsor, should we maybe sign it or have a person a personalized note to it? Yeah,
like that.
Somebody has a personal connection with the sponsor. Yeah.
Yeah, we could look at.
I mean, I hate to add another step, but it might be kind of nice to say.
Yeah, I mean, we have the Google Doc still, and I think that anybody who asks somebody and their name is on there. So,
right.
Yeah. Okay. That's all. Cool. Okay. Good thinking.
Okay. The last thing. I assume that they're getting some separate document that's required for their tax deductible contribution. We just do those letters separate.
They already got that.
They got that already?
When they purchased theirs, they got the ID and all that stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's already done. Any other edits on this before?
I think so.
No?
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing that wasn't on the agenda that I wanted to quickly touch on was the adult event for this school year. I love a party. just wanted to get ideas and who's on board, if anybody's interested in helping. Should we have it at the same place? What month? I mean, I think that we should have another event. I think the last one was really successful. Keep the momentum going.
So you're thinking of something of the same size or scaled down, scale up? What do you have in off the top of your head?
I would say the same size.
Okay.
But I'm open to whatever everybody thinks. And my goal would be to get sponsorship kits out before the holidays or with the holidays when everybody's in that giving spirit, not when their credit card bill comes in January.
Generally speaking, I'm always an advocate for a party, especially a party with a purpose. The time frame would be, I think, is probably important to discuss, too. Are we thinking about, spring?
I think spring. I think the March, I thought that was it's before spring break. It's enough after the holidays.
Janine, you don't look festive right now. What do you think?
I'm mentally going over my calendar and trying to think when I'm going
to
fit
we
this party in.
I knew that's what it was. That's why I asked.
I have no weekend, but that's okay. That's all right.
I'm just messing with you, Janine.
Yeah.
I know.
I think it would also be good to try and keep within the time frame because if people can't attend it last year and then they have that in mind, they'll recall.
Kind of earmarked.
Oh, right, this time of year we have this fundraiser again.
I guess I would suggest, though, different venue, doing something slightly different just to keep people interested. It's not the same thing. I mean, I think if it was exceptionally well.
The only thing with the venue is that we got it for free.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. But we've done other things in the past that we've gotten for free or for a de minimis amount. So I think it's just at least worth exploring those opportunities.
Sure.
I mean, we had such a good turnout that space was actually small for us, and it got hot in there.
It
did.
So, I mean, I would explore alternatives for,
Does anybody have an idea? I mean, we don't have to turn this into a party plan.
I know there's a room at Wilmington Brew Works,
okay,
which is also in the city.
Yeah.
I think it's like a $50 rental fee, but I don't know how big it is. Okay.
It's,
what about Deco?
It's not too big.
Yeah, it's not
that
one.
What's that?
Yeah. I don't know if we can rent a whole space. Because I think they're only open certain days of the week.
Well, might I suggest that we approve that this is something we want to do,
yes,
and then we have
yeah.
a committee meeting and
yeah.
go into the details
yeah.
And engage others too,
mm-hmm.
so
yeah.
that our network is bigger and our asks can spread out across the city, which
but
is
we
great.
Are on board. We want to do another event. We want
I like
to do
it.
Sponsorship kit, all the things.
All the things.
Raise
Erica
the money.
Doesn't want to
all
call
things.
Everybody
all
in
things.
Town.
Okay, good.
You're too busy.
It's consistent with, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, it would be good if there was a concrete purpose for the sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
Anniversary or building, you know, something that we're asking money for versus it, like, oh, you're going to come around every year asking for more money.
Mm-hmm.
That
specific
what
on what the
once we talk about committees, that committee can come up with the purpose
yes.
because there's lots to be done again this year. So I think that we'll be good with that.
So I don't think it requires necessarily a motion. This is not like a formal activity. Let's just say that we all agree that it's something we want to investigate. As we look at our committee structures that should be discussed in just a moment, we can then move forward from there. From it, you know, obviously the development committee is part of that charge. All right, excellent. Courtney, anything else that you maybe wanted to share with us before we move forward? Are we all set?
That's good.
Good stuff.
Excellent. What other new business when you're ready for it, too, before you jump into committees?
Okay.
That's great.
Can you tell me that's ready?
We're ready.
Okay. So this just came through yesterday afternoon, so I apologize that it didn't get forwarded out to everybody.
Excuse me.
This is the first of our frameworks that come through, so you'll get the full report on them, but the organizational framework was finalized as of yesterday, so I think it's important to kind of share as they're coming out. And again, we'll have the academic performance, the organizational, and the financial that help to make up our yearly report. So, I mean, if you look at it, so each one of these we have to provide documentation and evidence for. And so you'll see that we received perfect scores on every item in terms of our organization. And some of those are board items, some of those are school items, some of those are all, you know, so the educational program is all about, you know, some regulations and our mission fidelity. The governance reporting is all, like Megan shared, the reporting out piece, making sure that we're all trained, making sure that we've done all of our jobs, so that piece falls completely on you guys. And then the certification requirements, and then facilities, certification, and health and safety all score, like I said, perfect scores on everything. So we have 100% is our overall score
great.
In our organizational report from the state. So.
This is, you said from the state?
Yes.
Is that what you said at the back end? Excellent. Great. Good to hear.
So that's from our authorizer.
And I was just going to ask. Thank you. Perfect. And it came in today, huh?
Came in yesterday afternoon.
Yesterday. Good timing.
So you'll have they all will come together in a nice handy packet, but I thought since it came in, it was worth seeing.
Thank
awesome.
You for sharing. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Good. Any questions from you've seen so far? All right. We'll continue to move briskly through the agenda. Vice Chair Angela Angini is going to touch on the board committees.
Were you done with everything else what your name was with? Okay.
Yep.
So thank you everybody for answering the survey that was sent to you by our awesome secretary. And thank you also for being thoughtful about how you're looking forward to being involved in committees in the coming year. So taking into consideration a few things, one being everyone's input, two being sustainability with focus for the board, three, looking at, you know, how we continue to move forward and go and grow from our role as a working board into a sustainable board, and also taking into consideration who will be going off in this class, and how we make sure that we keep history, learning, and things that are really important to this organization intact. committee structures have been built. So most of it is based on your input, but I just wanted to kind of give that groundwork for other things that were also taken into consideration. Another piece that was big in the consideration for how the committees have been built was also our training that we just completed, and listening to, you know, what is important, how we had defined ourselves, you know, 6 years ago, and where we are today. So I'm going to start with academic excellence and let you know that currently that committee is under review by the executive board. And just for clarity, the executive board is comprised of Duane as chair, myself as vice chair, Megan as secretary, and Zeke as treasurer, and that was confirmed by all of you in the annual meeting. So that's how that committee came to be. And we all agreed that we would be the executive committee, so everybody's lined up there. From there, as I said, academic excellence as an outcome of our board training, that executive team is now reviewing the charter for that, since it has been defunct, but it was identified as something that needs to be resurrected. So currently, no one is assigned to it per se, but the executive board is academic excellence as we review the charter and then revisit it and reintroduce it as a committee. So we're making sure that it's useful and it has really good parameters because of the way it was defined 6 years ago when we began. It's very different now what it could offer to the school. So stay tuned. That said.
Sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
You said no one's gonna be assigned until you guys can review it, or you assign people and then?
We need to look at the charter because the charter was written before the school was even in existence.
So
and it's not relevant, really.
Assignments will take place after the review.
Okay.
Yep.
What's the anticipated timetable on that?
That's a great question. We plan on having, we had an executive committee meeting, one already for this beginning of the school year. We'll have another likely well before the next board meeting. So we anticipate within the next two board meetings. But the point is to get it up and running and rolling. So you can expect that we'll have an update at the next board meeting, if not clearly defined.
With that said, too, we're reaching out beyond here and going out to find out about best practices and what's happening in the state and things of that nature to make sure that, you know, what gets built is works within the climate of where we're living today as a school. So hang tight for that, friends. In the meantime, we got committee work that needs to be done, and so we're going to get down to work in structures that look like this. We're going to begin with development, and these were either first or second choices.
It's like an award show feel right
I know, right? You have been awarded the great honor of being on the development committee.
So it feels like it.
With being awarded that, too, there will be a process that follows, and I'll talk about that in a second. For development, Courtney Loughney, Becky Phillips, Jed Donahue, Sarah Staub, and Natalie. And you guys all self-selected this either as your first or second choice is how you were on the development committee. I know. Can you believe it? For governance, we have Lauren, and we have Janine, and we have Sarah Nagel as your second choice. And that will comprise governance. So back to the sustainability with focus, we have on the finance team, Zeke, Duane, Mike, and there is an open spot because a candidate has come forward and we need to do review and take a look at and interview the candidate as a prospect. So with that stated, it also creates balance within the board based on the work that needs to be done in the coming year. To the point of what Duane just said, the executive committee has been meeting and are working on the strategic focus as we move into our sixth year, as our life cycle continues to evolve as an organization. We're a $9 million organization at this point, and therefore, how do we structure against that, and what are our goals, and then our quantifiable objectives that we can measure as success as a board, not only in the coming year, but as we look forward for the sustainability of the organization. So with that, the process that will follow is we are going to ask each one of these committees to find a meeting date before the next board meeting, and then invite the executive team to that meeting
so that we can further talk about the reminder of what your charters are and also strategic goals for the year to come based on what we know as an executive board.
I just want to take a moment to expound on that, right? Two things are important, I think, that are very important to take away here in addition to what Angela's spoken about. I think the first thing is going to be that, you know, that this word you'll hear regularly from us, right, around sustainability, long-term sustainability, right, as we continue now to try to hopefully transition away from, excuse me, this what seemed like endless growth cycle to just kind of a more, again, sustaining board. We took a look, obviously, at the classes of directors as well. So that was part of how we looked at these positions and how do we continue to replenish knowledge and resources and talents and continue to try to deploy them evenly as best possible across the board for long-term sustainability. So I want you to understand that that was part of our assessment as well. Secondarily, you know, we've talked in the past about bringing in people from the outside as well, so who have certain skill sets that may not necessarily be on the board, but can lend their talent or skill to the board. And so as we talk about finance, right, who knows, they may end up on the board, right? You know, so, and that's kind of actually how myself and Zeke as well, right, through the CBOC. So we want to create pipeline as well. And so these are two very important concepts that are a little bit more nuanced, and they can get lost in the fact that we've made these selections in award announcements, right, style. But I didn't want them to be lost as we deliver the message. You know, we have a very talented, skilled group of individuals collected here, all for the best interests of the school. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that the executive team is also looking at, you know, as we grow from, you know, year one now to year six, what do roles actually even mean now?
Right.
So it's not just what do the committees mean and what is the work of the committee going to be, but what is the work and the function and the role of being on that committee, like being in a role, right? So being the chair, being the treasurer, being a committee chair, what does that actually look like now compared to what it looked like in year two? The point, hopefully, we get to is that it's a lot less labor intensive as we move away from this continuous cycle of growth into more of just a sustaining board. So I just wanted you to all know that these are the things that are going into our deliberations when we make these selections, not just your selections, but long-term, short-term, class, the way things change in terms of function, all of the above. And obviously we welcome the feedback from you all as well. Don't hesitate, reach out. The goal is to try to keep momentum going though. I think hopefully we've got everyone in places where they feel comfortable bringing their talents to the table, and then we can discuss what that all obviously looks like, which is why we wanted to be invited to the first meeting as well.
To be able to kick off with the committees, with everybody having an opportunity to talk and work together and then define as a team. So hopefully that all makes sense. And in the meantime, if you have any questions, reach out to any one of us and we'll be happy to do our best or find somebody who can answer it if we can't. So
we'll look for, I mean, you can go, let's funnel that through you, Angela.
Sure.
So when you have your committee dates, just kind of congregate amongst yourselves, select a date prior to the next board meeting, and then we'll show up with cake, pie, and apple and ice cream.
Yeah. Or somewhere to serve it.
Plain.
Yes.
Or we'll go to a place.
Is there any thought to creating a standing legal committee?
You know, that's a very good question. Not more than what we've done already, no. I think, you know, we kind of have that ad hoc group that continued to meet, that was approved to meet on legal matters, carry over from last year. I know we've continued to meet on matters as necessary. If there's any need to change that group, I think we should entertain that in executive. But
I'm not suggesting the group needs to be changed. I'm just suggesting that perhaps it should be one of our standing committees.
As opposed to an ad hoc.
As opposed to an ad hoc that And I just think it, from an educational perspective, it might be good because as opposed to just having that committee react to in real time what they going on, perhaps if we had a committee that element of it has an educational piece to it on the legal front.
For the landscape, et cetera.
Yeah. I just, and I do think it might, well, Courtney can speak otherwise, but I do think from an outside perspective, having a standing legal committee might be an optics thing that we want to have out there. So just consider it for, you know, obviously people would be doing double duty as they already are, but
but it's an opportunity to do the legislative updates too.
Exactly.
And have a group that's paying attention to any new legislation
correct.
That comes out.
And an advocacy piece is what I would say.
Yes.
An advocacy, which I think we've all talked about the fact that we need to maybe focus on that and you know, what we and maybe what we can do with other charter schools from an advocacy perspective for the various things that are unique to the charter schools. So
I guess I
was envisioning something that would encompass all of those things, but I leave it to you guys to.
It's part of the dialogue too, I think, under the academic excellence research that's being done based on the climate of the world today.
Right, yeah. Especially around compliance and things like that.
Sure.
There's governance. A way that it could potentially. Yep.
That's a great add-on, Angela. Thank you, because I didn't think about that in the initial
exactly
answer to your
thinking.
Question. It's something that we kicked around. Again, this is part of the revisit that we've been kind of talking about with academic excellence. What can it encompass? How different does it look from the first year around? Mm-hmm. But to your point, having something specifically designated as legal, at the very least for optics, and maybe Megan, can you make sure that we add that as part of the conversation for our next executive, please?
Yeah.
Thank you very
I
much.
I call it like
thank
legal
you,
and compliance.
Mm-hmm. Legal and compliance committee, yeah. Excellent. Any other questions, comments, or concerns? Or anyone see any objection or difficulty in making sure that, again, this doesn't, that first committee meeting does not need to be an extensive, let's map out what we're going to do for the whole year kind of meeting. It's just for, you know, the minds to get together and begin to have a conversation. Anyone anticipate any difficulty being able to have that first meeting before the next board meeting?
Which is 10/24/19, just if you need a date.
All right.
I was just thinking that's going to be a lot, because you're saying that you guys want to go to all of them, so will you be able to schedule, like, scheduling?
That's all we do is go to
meetings. So we're used to it.
Okay.
If the entire committee can't go, believe me, you'll have representation
either.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's why the two, the governance and
right now.
Yeah, and development.
Yes.
And finance is already meeting and has representation. So. All right. Good. Excellent. Angela, did you have anything else you wanted to touch on, or was that all for committee?
No, only if anybody has any questions or anything that they'd like to add to the conversation.
I think we're in a good space. Okay, so.
I'm sorry, one last thing.
No, please, go ahead.
I think the governance committee needs to be renamed the nominating and governance committee so everyone understands that that's part of their charge, and that's more typically what they're called. Anyway, we'll just throw that out there for consideration.
I think that came up before, didn't it?
It did. I brought it up before.
I love it.
Girl.
Yeah, for sure. I think let's have that come out of governance as a recommendation and then bring it to the board for a vote.
Got it.
Fair enough.
You already have a bullet point on
the
first
right?
committee meeting.
I already got
we're
10
sharpening
bullet
up
points.
The committee meeting agenda.
Imagine
already.
That.
All right, great.
That's our girl.
So I think as we look at our agenda items here, let's begin to move towards I want to entertain a motion towards executive session. We'll record that and then obviously handle any business associated therein and then exit and then adjourn.
So moved.
Jed Donahue, do you have a second? Mike Riley, thank you very much, second. It is now 6:54 and we will enter into executive session. It is now 7:33 and we are returning to public session for the board meeting of First State Montessori Academy for September 20. What's today's date? The 26th. Thank you very much. We have a motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
Oh.
Angela Angeny, a second.
Second.
Janine Salomon. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? None noted. Motion carries. Good night, everyone.